Good morning and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 9th of August and the 9th Sunday after Trinity. My name's Sarah and I'm the vicar here at St John's. If you're watching or listening for the first time today, a very special welcome to you. Wherever you are, whoever you are, however you found us, you are welcome here. As you may have seen, we tend to put our first names and our locations in the comments on YouTube and Facebook, and this reminds us who we're worshipping with each time. So, if you wish, please do put your location and your name in the Facebook comments. No need to do so, but if you want to, then it gives us a chance to welcome you by name and hold you in our hearts. Today's service will last for around 15 minutes. We do hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community, having time with each other and having time with God. I wonder whether you know what links Banksy, our attention, and a rescue from death in the sea. Reverend Lorna will elucidate on this for us in her address this morning. And if you can, please do stay right to the end of the service as we will be saying farewell to some of our wonderful students who are part of our community who are leaving Cardiff this week at the end of their current set of studies. So who do we have online here today? Let's welcome Ruth Mansell, Mal and Steve and Vanessa and Keith. Yep, Vanessa, where's the sun? Absolutely no idea, but maybe it'll come out a little later. Richard, good morning to you. Kerry Ann, two good things. Kerry Ann and Barry, good morning to you. Vanessa and Keith. Ruth, good morning to you. Flavia, hi, great to have you with us. Hope you're feeling good. Kathy from St. Edward's, lovely to have you with us. And love and prayers for St. Edward's and all your fellow worshippers there. St. Iltyd's, Chris, St. Iltyd's from the Rhondda, great to have you with us and you're opening up. St. Iltyd's, I know, so we'll be keeping you in our prayers. Ian and Adele from Leckwith, welcome, welcome. Tayo, good morning to you. Lorna, good morning. Looking forward to hearing your address for us this morning. John from France, hello, hello, from La Belle, France. I won't continue the hello, hello script. We know where that goes and it's great to see you, but hello to you. Bonjour and welcome. Bipin, lovely to have you with us. Julie and Mary from Gloucester. Good to see that you've got a chance to go home there, Julie. Great to see you. Mark and Freya in Grangetown. Hello to you and good morning. Will, good morning to you. Lovely to have you here with us this morning. Kate from Herefordshire, good morning. I don't know whether you've got the sun over there or whether it's still cloudy in Herefordshire, but welcome to you. Louise, great to have you with us. A worried welcome from Huddersfield. All right, well, prayers to you and we will keep you on our hearts. Good morning to Georgia. Lovely to have you with us this morning. Lottie and Niall, hello, good morning. Great to have you with us. And I hope your day is going to be good. And Julia and Mark, welcome back. Lovely to have you with us. Now, around 25 to 30 people listen to us on the phone each week. And a special welcome if you are listening on the phone. So Dorothy, good morning to you. And good morning to Olwena. You've been on my heart. BB, Norma, Iris, Brian and Christabel, Gwyneth, Janet, Marion and Oswald, Ruthie and I hope Troy. Good morning to you. It's lovely to have you with us. So, brothers and sisters, we come together this morning to hear of God's love for us and for the world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The collect this week is read for us by Lottie.
Almighty God, who sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church, open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love and joy and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The reading this week comes from chapter 14 of St. Matthew's Gospel, and it's read for us today by Ollie.
A reading from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
And here's Lorna with her address.
Recently, the artist Banksy auctioned three of his paintings and donated the proceeds to a Bethlehem hospital. They were called Mediterranean Sea View and portrayed the migrant crisis, depicting not romantic seascapes but discarded life jackets on a beach. That crisis seems forgotten now, as does the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We're looking away and concentrating on how we stay afloat. So I wonder this morning, if life is stormy and fearful, where are we looking? Look at Jesus in this story. He is a heart-stopping presence. The sea is a symbol of death for the people of Israel, and here he comes walking on it, demonstrating even before his resurrection that he has overcome all the powers of chaos and death. "I am here. Don't be afraid," he says. When Peter drops his gaze and plunges into panic, Jesus understands and cheerfully says, "Why all this doubt?" The reality of the storm is threatening, but Jesus transforms the threat into a possibility. "Do you want a new encounter with God?" he says. "Then recognize who I am and come to me and find calm." So today, can we pinpoint exactly what we are afraid of and entrust it to the Lord of the storm? Can we stop looking at what increases our fear and instead focus on what's beautiful? Banksy is right to direct our eyes to a suffering world, but Jesus does far more. He says, let's get perspective. First, spend time looking at God. Then you will be inspired and not overwhelmed. Then you will see as God sees, and that vision will empower your action. Peace is possible. There is solidarity in the storm. We just need to know where to look. Amen.
Thank you, Lorna. Now we come to our time of intercession and prayer. And so if you have someone or something on your heart this morning, feel free to put it into the comments on Facebook or YouTube. And if you type it there, we will pray for you and your concern in the service now. While we're doing that, here's a reminder that St. John's is a prayerful community.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
Hi, I'm Lorna. I'm the assistant curator, St. John's. And just to say, I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Nina, and today I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Emma, and I will pray for you.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. And let us start by praying for the people of Beirut. With the news of the deadly explosion which rocked that city, we pray for those killed and their relatives, for the wider population of Beirut, and for Lebanon and the humanitarian crisis provoked by that explosion. We continue to hold before God the people of Yemen, caught up in the war between their government, who are backed by a Saudi-led coalition, and the Houthis. Bipin asks us to pray for his mum, Shantabin. We pray with Louise for Lily, who is in hospital with suspected viral meningitis. Tayo asks us to pray for everyone's safety as we ease from lockdown. Lottie asks us to pray for Niall's family as he lost his grandmother last week. Freya asks us to pray for peace and for those who have the power to hurt and destroy, for us to start concentrating on what we have in common and what is good, rather than differences and the need for control. Let us give thanks for our brother Tristan, for all his work, Christchurch, and for the congregation he leads. And let us offer our own intentions to God in silence. And let us say the Lord's Prayer together in its older format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, looking back on things, I think I forgot to welcome Bjorn from Frankfurt. I saw you come up there, didn't say hello at the start of the service. It's great to have you back. I hope you had a good time at the Baltic from where you joined us last week. Good to have you with us. Well, thank everybody for being with us today. And please do tell a friend and invite them to see the service or listen on the phone. The easiest way to do that is simply to share our Facebook post on your timeline or to tag the person whom you wish to invite. Now, here's God's blessing for us all. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Now, I mentioned at the start of the service that we're blessed by students and young people who are members of our community. And this week, three much-loved members are leaving Cardiff at the end of their particular courses here and their time with us. So Ollie was president of the Cardiff Anglican and Methodist Society a couple of years ago, and along with Will and Georgie, was one of the first students in recent times to spread the word about St. John's. Georgie finished her degree, I think, last year and stayed in Cardiff, partly because Cardiff is a great place and partly because she had work to do here. Georgie has sung beautifully in our choir each week, and I, for one, will not forget her cantering and leading us in the sung parts of the Eucharist in tandem with Vanessa. Will is a graduate theology student and had been featured in BBC Wales programme Young, Welsh and Pretty Religious. Incidentally, he wrote and played the music that we still use each week during our time of intercessions. I think Ollie's going to be a teaching assistant not so far away, but he's going home to Bristol. Georgie is going to do a PGCE in Exeter. And Will is going back to Essex while he works out what God wants him to do with his life. He's going to work in the local pub, which I know he really enjoys. And also, he's a licensed preacher on the local group of churches, so he'll be doing great work there for sure. Seriously, all three of you have blessed us by your presence, and personally, I've loved getting to know you. Always great to see you. You'll continue to be in our prayers. And of course, the three of you are always welcome at St. John's online or in person. So we'll end this morning by saying farewell to Ollie, Georgia and Will, and by praying for God's blessing on them using the words that the Lord gave to Moses to bless the Israelites, as recorded in the book of Numbers. Go in the peace of Christ. Ju pendithiog hi.